Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Usoku Sibiya, who joins you every morning at this time to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Soku, good morning.
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Okay, so let's talk about the first multi-billion dollar Wakanda One Village project in Southern Africa. Oh, Wakanda forever.
Yes, you know, it's exactly as it is. So it's an initiative by the Southern African Development Community, which is a regional body that governs Southern Africa. And what Zimbabwe and Zambia have done is given the African Union land to build this project. What this project aims to do is basically it will be set up by the Victoria Falls. And what it will have is a teaching hospital, a university, a technical college, some primary and secondary schools, daycare centers. It's basically building a whole city. So if you've ever watched the movie Black Panther, what they're trying to recreate is a whole city. And what's unique about this is that they want Africans in the diaspora to be part of the building process. One of the many things that officials have found is when they ask, you know, Africans to come back, wanting to come back, plow back into the continent, some of them, you know, I think they want to entice them in a way as well, in terms of, you know, we do have the capability of building certain infrastructure that they might be used to in the West where they currently reside. And they actually want them to be part of that. So if you think about architects, some doctors, the scientists, the professionals that have left the continent and are basically, using their skills elsewhere, these are the people that are being targeted to be part of the building process or the, even the investment process of villages like this. It is a regional project, but I'm hoping that with the African Union, it might also happen in East Africa in that block, as well as in North Africa and West Africa, because what it aims to do is basically create or build a city, you know, where you have self-driving electric cars. I think when we hear about these things happening in the developing world, for example, in Japan, we hear these vending machines for cars, for example. We always think, where in Africa would this be applicable? And this is what this project aims to do, is to bring the technology that is outside of the continent back home. And it doesn't mean that if it's outside of the continent, it wasn't developed by Africans living within those countries. And it doesn't mean that Africans living in those countries aren't exposed to the technology. So what this whole initiative is to actually entice and bring back those Africans who have those skills to come back and now have a platform to actually develop and produce and actually live in the cities that they're used to.
Ah, so cool. Once again, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation and for your wonderful news. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.